Now, around this time, did you also meet Stan Kenton?
Yes.
Can you tell me about that?
I had written an arrangement for the jazz band at Camp Hahn. And the musicians only a few of them thought it was any good. The rest didn't like it. It was called Prayer of the Conquered. And one of those that liked it very much was my old friend Ernie Farmer, and he had copied it for me. He goes back to College of Pacific with me. And Ernie said, well, you know, this is pretty advanced. Why don't you take it to Stan Kenton, see if he'd like it? So I went to Kenton's house. When I came into the house, into the front room, there was no furniture, no rugs, nothing in the room but a grand piano. And I said to myself, boy, this is the way to live. And pretty quick, Kenton came down from upstairs. He'd slept in a little late. And he looked at the score and he said, play this for me. So I started, I think I played something else just kind of to warm up. And he said, where did you ever hear voicings like this? And I said, well, that's what I play. And he said, boy, that's some very advanced voicing. And then he looked at the score and he said, I'll try this with my band. I'm playing the Bob Hope Show, and we're rehearsing for it. I think it was the next day. I'll meet you at the stage door, and he gave me a time where I'll be on a break. So he was there right on the time we appointed. I took the parts into the band, and he ran it down, and sounded great to me. And then after the rehearsal, he said, bring it back in 10 years. I don't know what that means to this day.
Perhaps you were ahead of your time. What year would that have been, roughly?
Oh, let's see. I was in the Army 42 to 46. Okay. 43.